And time here on KDSJ to have our monthly chat with the president over at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Lori Nichols joins us here on the airwaves once again. And thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me once again.
And we'll have, again, a different topic here this month. But first of all, we have been calling you the interim president there over at Black Hills State. But now we can officially call you the president, as you become the 11th president at BHSU. It's nice to have that new title and get back into what you've been doing the last several months.
Yes, it really is. It feels great, and I'm really honored and very grateful for the opportunity.
And again, President Lori Nichols, they'll have a celebration for her coming up in early February to officially recognize her as the new president. But we take our time here on KDSJ to congratulate her as well. And we're going to be talking about the importance of Black Hills State University in the West River region. And, of course, BHSU has a long history right there in Spearfish and the Black Hills. Even before South Dakota gained statehood back in the 1800s, why do you think BHSU is important to the region today?
Yeah, you know, there's several reasons why I think Black Hills State University makes such a difference in Western South Dakota. And I'll start out by saying, if you look to our past, because in fact we did start as an institution in 1883 when South Dakota was still a territory, we have many, many, many years of producing graduates for this region. And in fact, today in West River, South Dakota, we have over 10,000 Black Hills State University graduates who live and work in West River. So the number of graduates we have produced for this region over the many years we've existed has been significant and has really, to a large extent, helped shape the workforce of Western South Dakota. But looking to the future, the other part to that is that we are an institution that sits right here in Western South Dakota. There's two of them that are public, one, of course, being the School of Mines, the others being Black Hills State. And we really provide access to higher education for the citizens and the young people who live right here in the Black Hills. So they don't have to go terribly far from home in order to enroll in college courses and pursue their degree. And research tells us that's really important because the average student doesn't venture much more than a 100-mile radius from their home when they pursue a college degree. So that's critically important as well. And then, of course, we provide all kinds of quality of life programming for the state, or for West River, I should say. Our music department would be part of that, our theater program, our arts program. There's all kinds of ways that we contribute to Spearfish and throughout the Black Hills that really just is kind of an enhancement and a quality of life issue. And then finally, the last thing I would just say is we are really in touch with employers in the Black Hills every day. And if there is a workforce need that they have that we are not addressing right now, we really sit down and talk to them to see what we might modify here on campus so that we can be more responsive. So that employer engagement is pretty important and something we're really working on as well.
All right, and once again, a lot of people have graduated from Black Hills State University, have gone out into the workforce, whether it's agriculture or media or teachers or hospitality, and we have all that here in Western South Dakota and throughout the Black Hills, as we hear from the BHSU President, Lori Nichols, having our conversation this month of January as we get into the spring semester, talking about the importance of BHSU here in the West River region. Now, West River region is pretty rural and don't have a whole lot of people out here, so we do have to kind of expand our borders a little bit to get those students to come to Black Hills State.
Right. We try to be very much a regional public institution, and while obviously we accept students from all over, our focus is really to make sure that we're recruiting students who reside right here in Western South Dakota.
And BHSU is based in Spearfish, but it's truly reaches and lives up to its name, Black Hills State University. Tell us about how you're ensuring that BHSU's impact is beyond just Spearfish.
Yeah, I think probably the one thing that is worthwhile to talk about is our Black Hills State University Rapid City campus. So we have a beautiful, fairly new building that is located in Rapid City, and we deliver just a little bit shy of 30 academic programs down at the Rapid City campus. And again, that's another analysis that we're constantly doing, working with Elevate Rapid City and other employers and economic development initiatives in Rapid City. We're constantly looking at what we offer to see if we're also providing a workforce-driven set of graduates for that community as well. So the Rapid City campus is pretty important to us. It's certainly very important, I think, to the community of Rapid City. We talk often about it, but we have we help run part of the underground lab and lead. And what we do specifically is the Outreach and Education Center, which is run by BH. And with that, we bring lots of students to the underground lab. We also take K-12 education out across the state through the Education and Outreach Center. So that's a pretty important function for us as well. And then one other thing that I would just mention is that we have one of the best teacher education colleges in the state. And in fact, it's probably what we're best known for, is producing really good teachers. And we do place student teachers throughout all of the high schools and all of the school districts in Western South Dakota. So we have a presence in every single school as we do that. And of course, many of those students will go on to take permanent teaching positions in those schools as they open up as well. So there's a lot of activity with Rapid, with LEAD, throughout the whole Hills community with student teaching.
As we hear from Lori Nichols, and once again the president over at Black Hills State University, when you came on board last July, did you have any idea the impact that BHSU has, or all these different things that are offered that you're talking about?
You know, I had some ideas, but I didn't fully appreciate the breadth of the impact that BH has. It's, you know, something I've really come to appreciate in the last 7 months is it really plays a very vital role in this part of the state. And one thing that I often talk about is most of our graduates stay pretty darn local when they go to work. In fact, over 80% of our graduates will stay in Western South Dakota after they graduate. So it really is a pretty important contribution that this institution makes to Western South Dakota.
And we're filling jobs, we're even creating jobs and different opportunities here around the Black Hills region.
You know, I think part of our being an economic engine for this part of the state, which we will work very, very hard to be, is that we will continue to work with employers to fill jobs with educated and prepared graduates who are ready to go to work for our employees. And as our employers have workforce shortages and areas that they're finding very, very difficult to fill, we'll try to work on modifying our curriculum and our academic programs so that we're preparing even better students for those, or I should say better qualified students for those majors. So that's another piece that we're constantly doing is really analyzing that alignment of our academic programs to the workforce needs of the region. And then, of course, as new businesses start up or new organizations start up, if we can help with that startup in any way, we're more than happy to assist with that.
All right, so a lot of things covered here as we talk about the importance of BHSU in the West River region from way back when in 1883 to here in 2020, continuing to serve the needs here in the Black Hills, West River, and across the region right there at Black Hills State University in Spearfish, also BHSU Rapid City, and those online courses as well. As we hear from Dr. Lori Nichols, the president at Black Hills State University, thanks so much, Lori, for the time again. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.